Welcome to the Longhorn Legacy. This is the coaches episode.
Hi, I'm Lisa Noe, the high school girls cheer coach.
What is your favorite part about coaching?
My favorite part would have to be the cheer team, the girls, and watching their enthusiasm in trying new things, new stunts, learning a new dance, and when they get it down, their excitement, and that is the best part of all.
How do you feel about your athletes dressing up on game day?
My situation on them dressing up on game day is really quite different than the other sports because during football season, I have several girls that are in volleyball, and so if they are dressing up with a volleyball team, then they can't all dress as a team as cheerleaders, and the same thing in basketball. If they're on the basketball team, they can't all dress the same as cheerleaders. So the situation for them to dress up together as a cheer team very seldom arises.
What do you hope that your athletes take away from this cheer season?
I would hope that they have grown in their sport and have a great appreciation for all their teammates. And also, I hope they have a great love for their school and wanting to promote school spirit in their school and the community.
One last question for you. French fries or tater tots?
French fries, please, with ranch on the side.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Samantha Thomas. I am the assistant high school girls basketball coach and also the athletic director for the school.
In your opinion, what is the most important factor of team chemistry?
That's an interesting question, and I think I'm going to talk about how I think that you're able to build that chemistry. After coaching for a while, and you know, I've not been in the coaching position for basketball as long as I've coached cheerleading or dance. I've helped coach a dance program as well in the past, and what I've noticed, and it doesn't really matter what sport it is, the kids have to have time together. The longer that they play together, the longer that they interact together, the more they learn what to anticipate from each other. And I think that really builds a strong chemistry. So for instance, with basketball, as the girls spend time together, they learn what kind of moves the other girl's probably going to make to the basket, where they need to be to position themselves best for a rebound based on who's shooting the ball for an offensive board. They learn where they need to be for help defense when they're trying to work together as a team to make a defensive stop. They learn how to anticipate where the other players are going to be on presses, stuff like that. So I think that it's just chemistry just kind of develops after you get used to playing with each other.
What is the most challenging aspect of coaching for you?
The most challenging aspect of coaching can at times be dealing with parents or dealing with issues, particularly with girls. And I haven't really had any issues with this since I've been coaching basketball, but in the past coaching girls I have, is when they start fighting amongst themselves and you have to try to mediate those situations and get them to where they're kind of on the same page so that the chemistry is back, like we talked about before, to help them all achieve their goal of winning the game. Like I said, the group of girls that we have right now, we haven't had any of those issues particularly, but in my past coaching experience, sometimes that is quite a challenge.
What are you most excited for about the season?
This season, I am really excited to see what this group of girls can accomplish. I think that they have the potential to have a really great season. And as we develop chemistry together, I think that there's a really good chance that they could be pretty unstoppable. They've been showing at our recent games that they're really great defensively. They're doing a great job with their rebounding. And I think that once the chemistry's even better than it is now, offensively, we're really going to take off as a team. And it makes me really excited for what could potentially happen when we get to the playoff part of the season.
All right, we have one last question for you. Do you prefer winter or summer?
So I'm really like not about the heat at all. And my daughter could tell you this, like I like it really cold. So winter is definitely my favorite season. And if you ever come to my house, you better be prepared to have long sleeves and socks and everything on because my house is 64 degrees in the wintertime and it is perfect. Thank you girls for having me on.
Thanks, Mom. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I am Shane Hagen. I am the pep band coach for Springfield Schools.
What is your favorite part of coaching?
Well, my favorite part about coaching is seeing the students pull off a difficult song and spreading school spirit to the rest of the community. It's nice to have live music performed instead of just hearing the songs played off the speakers.
How would you describe your coaching style?
My coaching style involves mostly modeling the music and honestly, patience. I don't feel that just conducting in front of the band does much promotion for the performances. I usually go around and perform with different members of the band and play their parts with them and work on their parts that way. I also hold percussion section to keep the time and hold the band together because that's their responsibilities with the pep band. Also, the patience part is very crucial as well. Every player, just like every sport, are at different stages of performance levels. You have to accept that there could be wins, losses, pride, and failure. It's good to know when and where to accept all possibilities.
What is your favorite part about the sport you coach?
Well, the performance for sure. It's exciting to see the anxiousness and to see how the students perform. You never know what will happen during live performances. With that, will it go well? Will we have to restart a song? Is everyone focusing on their responsibility for the song? Every performance is different, and every performance has something special within it.
All right, your last question is, what is your favorite number?
Now, I know you guys say favorite number. Unfortunately, I have to pick two because we play so many different songs. First, I'd have to start with probably the fight song. We warm up to the fight song every morning, every day. And I do that to promote that we need to come together as a community, a school community. Also, the cool thing about the Springfield fight song, it's an original fight song just to Springfield, Colorado. And it was written a long time ago from a music teacher. I wish I knew the music teacher's name. But I do also love the Hey song. There's just something powerful about it with the spirited rhythm and how the melody plays out on it. So that's my two most favorite songs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.